We're known globally as the Emerald Isle, with our rolling hills and veils of green, at least 40 shades of it, in fact. Chris Greenley, aka the Emerald Explorer, prides himself on being the content creator that's guiding people to the best places that the island of Ireland has to offer the world. If you are looking for some inspiration for a trip or a staycation this summer, Chris could be the guy for you. Chris, welcome to iRadio's group chat. Talk me through how you decided that this was a social media avenue that you wanted to follow, the one that you wanted to embark on, and how did you get started with that?
So I guess my background is quite ironic. So I've got an economics degree. So I'm actually from a finance background. So the least creative and thing you can probably think of. So I've always loved photography. I probably got into it. I lived out in Canada for a year, one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And that's sort of where the photography kicked off. And then you sort of come back and you get a big boy job and sort of lose track of your hobbies. And then it was probably 3 years ago now. And I had my best friend over from England. And we went up to Enniskillen, and there's this, I don't know if you ever know Enniskillen, it's all these lovely rivers, canals, lake-wise. And we did this lovely boat, and you go up to this lovely abbey, it's this old abandoned church. And this guy was just flying a drone about. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And he was showing me, oh, look, you can get this angle, you can get that angle. And I went, okay, I'm hooked. So literally next day, I went and bought a drone. And then from there, just sort of posting content on Instagram, and then sort of realized, oh, people actually like seeing this stuff. And then this is where like my business acumen would come in. Well, so my old username was that guy with a drone, and I was just known for basically doing drone stuff. And then I went, but I don't want to just be known for drone stuff. So that's where the Emerald Explorer came in. I was like, well, I love exploring Ireland. I love showcasing the best of it. So that's where that name came about. And then anyone that knows me, I just wake up at like 2 a.m. in the morning to go work, do a sunrise, or leave late at night and go do a sunset. And that's sort of where it came about, to be honest. I just sort of just realized people actually like seeing Ireland. I think it's sort of timed well, because we've sort of, I think, started romanticizing Ireland a bit again. We're appreciating our own culture again. Music's thriving. Like, for example, I'm from Belfast, and the Flas in Belfast this year for 2 years. And Belfast is going to be crazy. If anyone is looking for something to do this summer, come to the Fla in Belfast, because it's going to be insanely fun. They're basically, the whole city centre is being closed off for a week, and it's just going to be a massive party. But yeah, that's how it started. Just, I guess, I got back into it by chance. Some guy was just flying his drone down at Enniskillen, and I decided, let's go with this and see what happens.
Your passions seem to marry very well together. There, you know, the photography, your love for Ireland, and the drone obviously complements that very well, because it is giving that literal aerial view of how amazing this country is. Yeah. And romanticising it. I know that you're dedicated, it seems, to visiting every single corner of Ireland. You're always in a new place. You're just back from a 5-day camping road trip along the Wild Atlantic Way as well. How was that?
So I think, yeah, this interview couldn't have came any perfect timing. So I was doing a little promo for a camper van place. They last minute went, oh, do you want to take this camper van for 5 nights? And I went, yes, please. So the Wild Atlantic Way is like, anyone ever asks me when they come to Ireland, where do you need to go? It's either the North Coast, so up the Causeway Coast, or the Wild Atlantic Way. So I started in Sligo. Again, I think Sligo is a really underrated county in Ireland. I think, for such a smallish county, it has so many beautiful places. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do 2 days in Sligo. And then my all-time favorite place in Ireland is, and for years I called it the wrong name, and I think everyone pronounces it wrong. Everyone thinks it's called Keen Bay, but apparently it's called Kem Bay down in Achill Island. And for years I got slaughtered for calling it Keen. But the problem is, then you try to tell people, where are you? And you say Kem, and people go, I can't find it. So it's one of those ones where you almost have to say it wrong so people know where you are. But I could spend an entire week down in Kem Bay. It's one of my favorite places in Ireland. If no one's ever been, if you're ever going to do a road trip, go straight to Achill Island, you can spend a week there. And then I went to Galway for 2 days. So did Sligo, Keem, and Galway.
Wow.
And it was, honestly, those three counties alone are some of my favorite in the world. The beaches, I just love it done that way, because you can go to some of the most beautiful beaches in the world and you can be the only person on it.
Yeah, it's like you're on your own world.
Pretty much, yeah. You can be the main character in your own film. And you just, you know, you can sit there, you can lie there on that beach at like sunset and just watch the sunset and you go, do you know what, this is pretty cool. I'm the only one right now seeing this sunset on this specific beach.
It's amazing to have that feeling as well about something that's so Irish. The Wild at Lanchwick is so Irish. It's so associated with our culture. Even tourists come here and they'll talk about the Wild at Lanchwick.
And recently I actually only found out that, so this was always in my head for ages. So so you've got the Wild at Lanchwick, you've got the little, it's like the squiggly lines that show you where. So do you know why it's squiggly lines? Do you know what that symbolizes?
I just thought it symbolized the waves of the sea. No.
So if you actually write it out, it's WAW, Wild Atlantic Way.
Oh wow! Where did you learn that? I did not know that was a thing.
Recently found this out. That everyone thinks it's just waves. It is actually the Wild Atlantic Way spelled, but it sort of works so perfectly because it's telling you where the coastline is. So everyone just thinks it's waves, but nope, it's the Wild Atlantic Way spelled.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
You learn something new every day. Tell me, if people are listening to you this evening and looking for a few good staycation spots for the summer, if they're planning ahead, what would your recommendation be?
See, when it comes to staycations and stuff like that, I'm an advocate for a good car camp. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do is just to get a big, massive blow-up mattress, stick it in your boot, bring along a little barbecue, some blankets, and again, for example, on my trip there with the camper van, I was just parking up at like random beaches. Obviously, there's an app I use, Park for Night, and I'll show you all the places you're allowed to car camp / have your camper van. And I was just parking up at beaches and had the boot open and just watching the sunset and the sunrise come up and come down while lying there in the comforts. But if I was to pick a couple of staycations, one of my favorite ones I actually recently done was a little place. It's just outside Newry called Tosa's Cottage. And it's this lovely 300-year-old Irish cottage with a hot tub. But inside, it's still got that Irish charm where it's all authentic. You know, the kitchen looks like it was literally still from 200 or 300 years ago. And where else? Like, I love going off the beaten track. I wouldn't be the type who would, it sounds awful, like go to the same place over and over again. I sort of like to find little random glamping places that are maybe on a beach in the middle of nowhere. So my advice to you is if anyone's ever looking for places to stay, it sounds so like, I don't know what the word would be, just go on Google Maps. See, sometimes just go on Google Maps, right? And look where you want to go. And just, there'll always be little random places dotted along Google Maps. That's how I find my most favorite places.
Yeah, it's good to hear your tricks of the trade and that they are actually as straightforward as people would hope them to be.
There's no complications to it.
There's been a lot of talk in recent weeks. I know you'll have heard it yourself about the price of fuel and the concerns over a jet fuel shortage this summer as well. People concerned about their holidays. Do you think it's going to encourage people to discover what Ireland has to offer rather than jetting off abroad?
Do you know, obviously for my channel, it's something I always try to add. Like, there's nothing more that drives me insane when you're talking to someone and they go, oh, I'm going to mainland Europe this summer because there's nothing to do in Ireland. And I go, there's nothing to, for example, I spent, did that Wild Atlantic trip for 5 days and I genuinely think I could have spent another 20 days in that exact same part of the world going, I haven't even touched the surface of where to go. And I think it is one of those things, don't get me wrong, Ireland is one of those places which, unless you drive, it can be really difficult to get around. Like, getting buses and trains isn't really an option to get to some places. But this is where I encourage not just me, but like other creators now are doing like sort of activities where we arrange a hike somewhere, arrange a walk somewhere. And people come together and they put their cars together and go, okay, I've got 4 spaces in my car. Someone else has got 4 spaces in their car. If you don't drive, come along with us. And I think, again, that's one of the things I kind of love about social media at the moment. There's a lot of creators who are just really proud to be from Ireland, who are going, okay, we understand there's people who can't get to these places. Let's come together and help people get to those places. And I think... it probably is a good thing. I say it's a good thing. But if people are now going, well, I can't fly to Croatia, I'm going to look at somewhere home. And I go, look at Donegal, look at Galway, look at Keene, look at the North Antrim Coast, look at Cork. Like in the summertime, I know we only get 2 days of sun, but on those 2 days of sunny days, those are some of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
And even I think there's something romantic about Ireland when it is misty, when it is rainy, because we have, Ireland's one of those countries that's so rich in folklore that some of these places almost come more alive than when you see them on, like, on a sunny day, they might look as magical. Like, for example, one of my favorite places anywhere in Ireland is the Glen of Horseshoe in County Sligo. And at the Glen of Horseshoe, at the top right, you've got something called Dermot and Gronya's Cave. And it's the highest cave in all of Ireland. But the story with that is that Dermot was an Irish warrior who was under Finn McCool, the famous giant who did the Giant's Causeway, betrayed him, these two lovers ran off, and this is where they eventually passed away. But again, on a sunny day, don't get me wrong, it still looks lovely. But on a misty, cloudy day, the cave is literally engulfed in like this low fog. It's rainy. It really sets off that like Irish mythological like sort of vibe. So I think people go, all it does is rain in Ireland. You go, it does, but that doesn't stop you from going out and enjoying these places. Just to get a raincoat on, you know, there's nothing stopping you picking up a cheap waterproof and going out and exploring Ireland.
Pair of wellies, you'll be grand. You know? And also, this is us at our natural habitat, the rain. Like, in a way, the landscape is... and the landscape is... It looks its best probably when it's in its natural habitat, which unfortunately for some, but fortunately for others, is in fact the rain. Do you know, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say what the favourite place you've ever visited was for you. But that sounds like a beautiful place that you've gone to there. Also the folklore, you make such a valid point. I think that it's so lovely to read about all that mythology and stuff with Ireland.
Like, no matter what location you go to in Ireland, I can guarantee you that there's some sort of Irish folklore behind why it's got its name or why it's called that, or there was some giant at some point or mystical god along the way. And that's the reason why. And I think that's why so many people love Ireland, because like there's not many other places in the world where you go, oh, there's that mountain. People go, why is it called that mountain? They go, oh, just because it was named after some guy that used to live there. Whereas in Ireland, why was that mountain called that? Well, let me tell you a 1,000-year-old story about a giant who once lived there. Why I love it. We have so many stories to tell, and I think it's just brilliant.
Where is your journey taking you next? Have you any more trips planned over the next couple of weeks?
So what date are we on? Next weekend, I am off to, I'm going to butcher it. I think it's Wexford. I'm heading to the Salty Islands to go see the puffins.
Oh, that's going to be gorgeous.
So I'm down. It was my best friend's birthday there 2 days ago. So for his birthday next weekend, there's three of us and we're going to go to the Salty Islands and we're going to spend the day looking at the puffins. And then 2 weeks after that, I'm then going to County Kerry to Skellig Michael.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've heard of Skellig Michael or know what it is, but again, I love the puffin. I seen something the other day. My friend sent me something the other day and it made me think twice. So it was basically, you know, you're getting past 30 when you start getting into bird photography. And I went, oh, I haven't hit that stage yet. And then I went, I'm going to see the puffins 2 times in the month. And I was like, okay, I might have hit that stage and not even realized it.
And they're the headline reason you're going. You have said top line for the puffins. Well, look,
some people go to Skellig Michael because it was in Star Wars a couple of years ago. I'm going, no, I just want to see some really cute birds in their natural habitat. And maybe I am old now.
No, I think it's so lovely to admire that part of our landscape and all of the amazing creatures and animals that come along with it and then the mythology at the other side of it. If people want to follow along with you on socials, where can they find you?
So TikTok and Instagram, and I've recently finally gave in to doing Facebook. And okay, I think it's hard, like sometimes because I work 9 to 5, this is just a hobby for me at the moment. And that's what a lot of people don't see. It's like, you know, I'll finish work at 5 and instantly I'm driving 2 hours to go catch a sunset because, you know, most people are maybe thinking, oh, let's go for a pint, let's go to the bar. And I'm looking at the weather going, right, at 9 p.m. tonight, there's going to be a half an hour break in those clouds. Where's the best place to go for a sunset? And that's sort of me. I've been trying to make my socials a wee bit more personal recently. I'm trying to get in videos more, make it more personal. And that's where I've got so many people ask me, and it's something I'm going to set up in the next couple of weeks, is like walks and stuff like that. So anyone in around Belfast or when I go to the West Coast, I'm going to start organizing little walks, stuff like that, where people can come together, little workshops. We can bring our cameras, we can bring our drones, and just get together and enjoy what Ireland has to offer.
Well, I'm sure people will be following you for sure on the Emerald Explorer this evening to sign up for something like that. Thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's Group Chat, and enjoy your trip to see the puffins twice.
I will certainly will. Twice, yes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.